all wanting to pay their respects to the King of Pop. Michael Jackson's body has now been moved from the hospital where he died to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, where the post-mortem examination
started the festival at 11 o'clock. I went over and watched the first 20 minutes of the set to see if they would mention him at all. No mention by the time I had to leave to come back to here. But it's going to be one of the intriguing things about this Glastonbury festival. The biggest pop star of our generation is dead.
Wherever you are, a lot of people playing cuts of Billie Jean and Beat It. I just wanted to play something older from what I think is a classic album. Just made me feel very sad listening to that. Michael Jackson and Off the Wall. It's Radio 1. It's now time for the entertainment news. Sarah Jane is here, and the only thing on the agenda really today is Michael Jackson.
Of course, yeah. Still so hard to believe, isn't it? The news broke here last night about 10-ish, with people shouting it out on megaphones and food stalls playing out Michael Jackson tracks on loudspeakers with people dancing around. It's still what everyone's talking about.
You heard a few things going on, like people shouting it and that. You're like, oh, really, whatever. More and more people are saying it, and it's like, oh, it really hit home.
Michael Jackson fan, but this is the instant reaction that they gave to us.
You just heard one person talking about it, a massive rumour mill. If you're in a crowd of 50 people around you, everybody's hearing that and running off taking that information with them. So very, very quickly, certainly.
As soon as news came through that it was true, some of the food stalls all started playing Michael Jackson music, so whether it was like a tribute type thing, I think a lot of people will care.
Oh, definitely, yeah. A lot of bands will certainly dedicate songs to them, and I think a lot of the festival goers will want to see that as well.
I think it's kind of somber, isn't it? You know, it's like, he's a big icon, music icon, isn't he? And he's probably been a big influence.
Our privacy during this tough time.
Thousands of fans have been gathering outside the medical center all night, some distraught and in shock, some celebrating his life, singing his songs and dancing.
This is something that is going to be life-changing. It's the day the music died.
It just seems so unreal. I just cannot believe that this is happening.
I know his dancing was off the hook. It hurts me that he's gone.
Loved his music. Kind of weird guy, but loved his music.